I am the ideal parent. I am the ideal parent. I live my life in such a way that I am the ideal parent. Now, I am the ideal parent whether I am a mother, a father, or in a family, or whether I'm just a single person all by myself doing my personal thing. I am an ideal parent. I am the parent of my thought. I am the parent of my experiences. I am the parent of my friends. I am the parent of my household. I am the parent of all that exists for me. I am the parent. I am the ideal parent. Now, if we had children, how could we be the ideal parent when we were not raised by ideal parents? We were raised by good parents, but we were not raised by ideal parents. How could we be the ideal parent if we never learned how to be the ideal parent? We learn to be the ideal parent by how much we like ourselves, how much we appreciate who we are, how much we delight in all the things that we do, in all the things that make us happy. How much do we delight in all the things that turn us on and that make our world a wonderful world? How much do we delight in that? How much do we delight in knowing those things that make us feel wonderful, make us feel good, make us feel true? How much do we feel in those? Well, that's a big test. That's a big test that comes to us and says to us, hey, who are you? Who are you? Are you a wonderful person? Are you a fabulous person? Are you a joyous person? Are you a good person? Who are you? Who really are you? And, of course, you have to ask yourself that. You have to come up with that decision of who you are, because you really don't know who you are. You really have no idea who you are, because you look at the world around you and you judge yourself by everything that goes on in the world around you. Now, if you like yourself, if you think that you are a wonderful person, if you think that you are an ideal person, then you're doing all things that make you happy. You're doing all things that make you fulfilled in every possible way. You're doing all things that are a delight in your world. Now, could you ask for anything more? Could you ask for anything more than to be a delight in your world? That's a good question, isn't it? Could we ask for anything more than to be a delight in our world? Well, when we are a delight in our world, what we are doing is we are putting our world into the highest possible joy, the highest possible marvelous quality that we could ever be. Now, is this what you want to be? Do you want to live in that highest quality that you can be in? Do you want to live in that highest, most wonderful attitude that you could ever be in? Do you want to be the most delightful person? Well, then you're being the ideal parent. You're being the ideal parent of your thought. You're being the ideal parent of your world, of all that you are. You're being the ideal parent of everything that could ever be. And that's who you are. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that you could be the most wonderful being in the universe. That you could be the happiest being in the universe. Now you say, well, I look at others, and I see others, and I see others that are enjoying themselves more than I am. And when I see others enjoying themselves more than I am, I think I should be enjoying myself like that too. I should be enjoying myself wonderfully like those people are. I should be having all of the wonderful things going on in my life that they are having going on in their life. Well, if that's what you think an ideal parent is, having everything wonderful going on in their life that they could want to have go on in their life, then what are you doing about it? How are you feeling about it? How are you living it? How are you enjoying it? How are you thinking that this is who you are? This is all that you are. This is everything that you are. And when you do that, then everything comes up roses for you. Everything comes up being just the most wonderful, happiest, fantastic experience you could ever want. You all have the opportunity to determine what is exciting for you. You all have the opportunity to determine what is most interesting for you, what is most revealing to you, what is most enjoyable to you. You all have that experience. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to live that in your life? How are you going to live that in your everyday experiences? How are you going to know who you are and be who you are? Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you do that by being, liking yourself. You like yourself, and then all the world is a wonderful place to be. You like yourself, and all the world is a marvelous place to be because you like yourself. When an ideal parent is living in a family, the ideal parent likes everything that all members of that family does. The ideal parent likes everything that every person in that family is experiencing. The ideal parent is doing everything that makes them feel wonderful. The ideal parent is doing everything that makes them feel grand and glorious. And this is all that it's all about. Are you enjoying your family? Are you enjoying your household? Are you enjoying your pets? Are you enjoying your job at work? Are you enjoying the things you're doing every day of your life? Are you enjoying it? If you are enjoying it, then you can be sure that you are an ideal parent. Today, start to be an ideal parent. Today, start to be an ideal parent that is so happy and so fulfilled and so revealed and so magnificent that everything you as an ideal parent do find life to be exciting and enjoyable. That everything you as an ideal parent do make everything revealing, fulfilling, and rewarding. You make life wonderful by liking yourself. Now, it's not hard to like yourself. It's not hard to like yourself. You just see everything that you do as wonderful. You see everything that you do as happy and joyful. You see everything that you do as something delightful and marvelous. You see everything that you are exciting and wonderful. You see all of that because that's what you are. That's who you are, and that's why you are. Now, when are you going to start enjoying yourself as yourself? When are you going to start enjoying who you are and be who you are? When are you going to start living your life as you say, I like thee, I like thee, I like thee? When are you going to start living your life? Then you're the ideal parent. When you say, I like me, you're the ideal parent. When you say, everything in my world is going beautiful, you're the ideal parent. When you say, I have the happiest household in the world, you're the ideal parent. When you say, I have the ideal pets, you're the ideal parent. All of us can be the ideal parent all of the time when we look at whatever it is that our life is and call it good and very good. The ideal parent only knows how to call everything in its world good and very good. And you, as the ideal parent, call everything in your world good and very good. You, as the ideal parent, call every person, every place, everything, every attitude in your world good and very good. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is because nothing else matters to you except that you call everything in your world ideal. You call everything in your world good and very good. You call everything in your world wonderful. You call everything in your world beautiful, and you call everything in your world delightful. The ideal parent is not hard to be. You're the ideal parent of your thoughts, the ideal parent of your actions, the ideal parent of your inspiration, your desires, and your choices throughout all of life. And as the ideal parent, you spring them forth. You bring them forth with magic and wonder and happiness. You bring them forth with such a great joy in your heart that you are the perfect being, that you are the wondrous being, that you are the magical being. Are you this magical being? Are you this magical being that makes everything beautiful and wonderful in your life? Are you that magical being? It's up to you. It's up to you to be the magical being that you are. No one else can be it for you. And as you are the magical being that you are, then great things happen to you. Great things take place in your life. Great things take place in your world. I am the ideal parent. And my world is wonderful. My world is filled with ideal friends, ideal people, ideal spouse, ideal children, ideal pets, ideal house, ideal job, ideal all. The ideal parent is the father, the mother of all that is good and beautiful in life. And as the ideal parent, you enjoy everything to the fullest. So today, you can enjoy everything to the fullest if that's your choice, because as you enjoy everything to the fullest, you experience everything to the fullest. And as you experience everything to the fullest, you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you go through all of your life being exactly who you are and what you are now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.